Can you just give a quick synopsis? What does this new ordinance do?
Well, I mean, I believe everybody's seen copies of it. It just now we have regulation in Magana County for any new businesses that start, and I know in other places where they built one and successful, others soon come and bars pop up next to them, and so it's good to have this in place to prevent it from happening in the future. So I'm happy about it. I'm glad the board passed it. So.
All right, just a heads up, you've had a microphone attached to you.
All right, there. I won't run.
I was going to say, you kind of just touched on this, but as someone who has been pushing for this, you know, over the last several years, I mean, is this something that you are happy that passed, and what do you think it will mean in the county?
Yeah, as the state's attorney, I always want to try to do anything that's going to that could cause increased crime in your community, and so this is one of the things that I've been aware of for some time. As you heard the studies from other places, this is not a new issue, but just a new issue to us.
So what does this do? I mean, no 4 foot, no contact, or I mean, I guess a 4 foot distance, what sort of things?
To future businesses, yeah, they would be limited on having VIP rooms, that type of stuff. I don't think we've put a specific 4 foot rule in. That was one of the things I don't believe they did, but we do have no VIP rooms, and there's a number of other limits, yeah.
Do you think this would make it difficult for such a place to open in the county?
I suppose it makes it less lucrative in the sense that if you have more touching and close contact, more people are willing to come, and there's more likely for other types of activity. If it's not as exciting here as it is other places, they'll probably go other places.
When does this take effect?
It takes effect immediately, but the existing place, once it gets signed, so I have to make one change and it'll be signed, but it'll be effective probably hopefully tomorrow. But the new place, they're grandfathered in, but we will in 60 days ask for them to fill out an application and give us, you know, their employees, that type of stuff. But as far as a lot of the restrictions that are in it, won't apply to them.
So. If they remain open in the current location?
That's correct.
If they move, it would apply to them?
It could, yes.
That does not sound definitive.
It could always be a legal issue to fight, yeah. But if they move to another location, we put in our ordinance if they expand or relocate that the ordinance would apply. Doesn't mean they won't litigate the issue, but judging from what kind of business they're doing out there, I don't feel that the restrictions are going to be too much of an issue for them. But other places it may have an impact. Yeah.
Even though they're following the county's regulations, are they by chance violating state regulations at all? Or?
There is a state statute on where you can place such a facility, and currently we feel that there is a violation because they build it within 3,000 feet of a number of residences, and there's a legal matter pending on that.
So are they closed in the interim?
They are not. There's been no ruling in the case, so they're still able to do business. They have been served, but there's been no ruling by the judge, so...
When does that go to before a judge?
The 24th is the first appearance on that matter, and I'm yes, and I don't know exactly what could happen that day. That attorneys could ask for time to respond or to look into the matter, so they could ask for a reasonable continuance.
You say this does not change what they're doing out there, even if they move to another location, it wouldn't really change much of what they're doing?
Well, I don't know if they're doing all the stuff out there that where we tried to prohibit. So with what I've heard as far as what goes on out there, I don't think they're doing a lot of the things we prohibited, but they're doing maybe some. So,
what do you think is the most important thing this ordinance prohibits?
Well, it's hard to say. One, you want to monitor the employees because they can come from other places, so they could be prostitutes other places and look for employment here. So we'll be able to monitor the individuals who are there to make sure they don't have criminal history for that type of stuff. So it's more of a precautionary. And then limiting the contact and the VIP rooms, you prevent a lot of the activities that go on in other places that I'm aware of.
It seems that you said the studies were talking about crime that pops up in places like these. Have you had any reports made saying that type of stuff has happened already with this establishment?
Not about the facility. No violations for the facility that I'm aware of, but I have had police reports where individuals who have met up at the location and there's been problems after, It's very common also for other places like Gulfport. We've had individuals go there, meet a girl, get their debit card stolen. We've had that happen a couple times to victims here. And we had an incident recently where someone met somebody there from another locate, from another venue, not from our county, and then they went home, and there was a dispute between the two, and police were had to be called to remove that subject. So it's just starting. But
what else do you think people should know about this?
I think that about covers it. I'm glad it's over.
For now, huh?
For now, yeah.
But do you think this prevents McDonough County from becoming like Gulfport or becoming another Gulfport?
It's hard to say. Anytime that one business is successful, another will come. So anything can happen. And if Gulfport could support three, I could see us supporting, three to five. So.
But you would have greater restrictions now than perhaps Gulfport would.
Yes.